you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Host Swap!
Oh, cool.
Yeah!
Wow, that's awesome!
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Welcome.
Right.
Welcome to
my underground lair.
The good, the figs, and the snake. Real Ass Podcast, Wife Swap Show.
Yeah!
You got a little bit of that sugar-free creamer in that, Paco?
Yeah.
You do? I love it. You've got to mix it up a little bit because it looks black. There we go. There we go. What's up, doggies?
What's up?
Oh my God, Louis.
Louis, you are.
This is adorable.
I love this little Papa Rooski.
He's so cute.
I love this little shit. Oh, hello, hello. I'm a dog.
Jesus Christ.
This is Paco's dog, Paco. I saved him. Thanks. He was trying to put this dog in a crock pot when I walked into the studio today. He was trying
to make a bang ming.
He was making the dog cut up carrots. The dog thought it was taking a bath.
Right.
He thought he was taking a bath, and he was singing a song, and Paco was actually going to fucking eat this tiny little beast. This tiny little beast. And I saved him. Paco, what do you have to say for yourself?
Now I have to find something else to eat.
I know. We're gonna figure it out. Shannon, your pussy? Hell yeah. I'm here all day, baby. Even though
the dog's here.
You think I'm off when the dog's here?
I feel like it's like Ratatouille where it's whispering punchlines.
Yes,
do another rape just again. Say the N-word.
50-50 shot that this dog would write funnier comedy than me. Guaranteed.
Look. Make fun of Paco for being Asian and eating dogs again.
Why is he Italian? Ratatouille is French. Actually, it was Patton Oswalt, so he'd be like, I killed my wife.
My daughter got hit by a car.
Overdose.
All right, we have a great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the Real Ass Dude, the Ultimate Minority, the Common Denominator, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the Joan Jett of Comedy, hashtag The Show, the Ultimate Minority. A lot of names. That's right. I remember all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here. Paco, what'd you name this little bitch?
Puma.
Kuma.
No, I don't like that name.
It's too bad that's his name.
His name is Chink.
Death Eagle.
This is Chink the dog. That's a cute name for a fucking dog, Chink.
He's had him for one day, so technically he can change the name to Chink.
Yeah, dude. This dog doesn't know his fucking name. Hold on. Ready? Hold on.
I thought you were gonna do Lion King.
Come here, Chink. Come here, Chink. Oh, Chinky. Oh, you're so Chinky.
Paco, you could leave and work for Vanity Fair with your talent. You don't have to withstand this.
This is fine. I'm keeping this dog, Paco. How much was this dog?
$2,000.
It was $2,000? Oh, and you complain about what I pay you for Fight Journal? Fuck off, dude. You know, if I could spend $2,000 on a dog, you're not getting a raise for at least 6 months. Look, great
job. Wow, personal. Personal stuff.
Yeah.
Great show today.
Just right off the bat, personal information. Paco wants a raise.
All right, let's go around the room and say exactly how much we all make a year. I want to see those 1099s.
Incredible show plan. Zach D'Amico, who knows where Zach's at? I don't know how did the Lab Boy show? Do we know?
I heard it was fun. I heard it was good. I heard they talked about sex, which disgusting.
Of course, dude. That's all they hit on one fucking beat, dude.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now. They need me. I'm literally strangling the dog by accident.
Yeah,
the wires wrapped around his neck. he almost killed himself. And that would have been another dog death on me.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
My ninth one this year. Yeah. No, Chink!
Chink, no!
Damn it, this happened to WAP, too.
Puerto Rican man yelling out Asian hate in the middle of McDougal Street.
No, Chink! Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Robbie Goodwin is here.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Robbie.
What's going on, Robbie Goodwin?
Hey,
Robbie.
What's up? What's up?
And also, we have, back by popular demand and featured on tonight's sold-out show, The Depraved. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Figgs is here.
Hello.
Figgy Snake.
I want you guys to do an impression of each other throughout this whole show.
Okay.
So you have to act like Robbie. You have to look like Figgs. And also, this is what they do in couples therapy sometimes, right? So like if you go to couples therapy, like I had to do this before. I had to act like my fucking bitchy ex, and she had to act like me, and it just devolves into her being like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a dumb cunt, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, don't get comedians to do swap personality.
It's not good. It is not good. So you guys are going to do personality swaps on the Wife Swap Show. It's Swap Within a Swap.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen.
Wait, can I plug something before we swap?
Nope. Okay. He's got to do your fucking plugs.
All right. For you.
He's going to do your plugs. You're Mike Figgs. You're fucking Robbie Goodwin. And let's get some fucking plugs out of the way and start today's show.
It's me, Robbie Goodwin. Oh, it's me, Robbie Goodwin. I might kill myself. I might not. I don't know. Angels and demons. Anyways, I'm on the Loud Boys, and I'm doing a show, and you guys can support the Patreon. I'm kind of sad. I go on my iPad in cafes by myself. Anyways, you know, hold, Ron Williams, my boy. That's all I can do.
That's a great Colin Terrell
Matt
impression.
Barron, Matt Barron. Fucking Matt, he's got a guitar on. Anyways, Patreon, follow me. I'm Robbie Goodwin.
Also co-headlining Autobar on the 10th with Larry.
I'll be at Autobar.
Yeah.
Mike Figgs.
Yo, what's up, kid? It's me, Mike Figgs. Who's over there? Who's over there? What's going on in the front here, mommy? How we doing up here, mommy? Yo, I'm like fat Andrew Schultz. That's what I'm all about. Yo, son. Yo, I'm Italian. I'm Puerto Rican. I totally chose Puerto Rican. Clearly, I chose that. But no, son, we're going to have a great podcast. You and me together. You and me, we're making magic, son. We're making magic appear. We're making... What you doing, mommy? How you doing, mommy? I mean, No, I'm in a long-term relationship, but I'm going to holler at you.
Figgs, plugs, Figgs.
Yo, okay, so I got my new, me and Lewis got something in the works. We don't, but if I say it, I'm going to make it happen.
You're getting crushed right now, Doggy.
Yeah, but I love it. I'm in text threads with Gino Bisconti right now, so look out for that.
I'm trying to get on Comedians in the Compound, the tour.
Yeah, and, you know, me and Kumi, I might be opening for him in a KKK rally, so definitely, like, I'll be out there. I'll be like, yo, what's up with your robe over there? What's up with your robe over there? The last time I was in this robe was at my mommy's house.
I tell you right now, you have turned the racist live chat. They love Robbie right now.
That was a setup. I want. I'm sending him love. I want him. That's what I want.
I love Figgs, by the way. We're both good. I don't know why it has to be one versus the other. Yeah.
Wow.
The dog's dancing to all the fucking sound effects today. By the way, I think how old is this dog, Paco?
3 months.
3 months old? I think this is the time where I could damage him. Like, not physically, but like I think like this is like a very formative time in this puppy's life. And me shaking him violently to sound drops like rape, motherfuckers, fucking it. Like, look at, he's nervous right now.
Lewis, a man who could even make dogs uncomfortable.
I love this. Is a sweeter side of Lewis. This is
the fuck up, you faggot.
It's adorable,
you faggot bitch. I'll fuck your mother.
He named it Chink. Did you forget that part?
Chink,
he named
the dog
fucking
rules.
Chink.
What if I was like, what was that Will Smith movie where he chokes the dog?
But
the vampires. I Am Legend. Dude, I'll give you $2,100 if I get an I Am Legend your dog on the show right now. We'll go viral, dude.
We'll go viral.
We'll pretend he's a zombie dog. We'll pretend he has coronavirus.
We have a million views on Live Leak. We're going viral.
Dude, I just fucking... Oh, look, I could do one arm rear naked choke. I don't even need the fucking...
Uh-oh. He's getting out of it. He's getting out of it.
Good reversal. Good reversal.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I gotta do my plug, Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, why are you against me? I'm just fucking... Me and fucking Chink are having a good day.
What impressions can you do? Do your plugs to someone else.
I'll do my what impression. Shannon, what's my best impression? What do you think?
You do them all so well. I'm just trying to think of which one in
good
particular.
Answer.
Who's somebody you hate that you started with stand-up wise?
Oh, yeah.
Kinda like, not hate. No, no. Not hate. Like some, oh, someone who's by your side.
Who's the original? Wasn't there like two other hosts of this show?
Kurt Metzger. There we go.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Oh, so Lewis, who's just an unfriendly hack, he's going to be performing at probably some shithole. So I'm the best. He's basically a civilian. I tour with David Tell and Patrice, so I know it all. check out Lewis on in San Diego, California. We co-headlined that last year together. I closed because I'm insecure and wouldn't let him close.
I'm Kurt Metzger. No, it's just feminism.
If you get raped, go to the cops.
No, just go to the cops.
Go to the cops.
No, man, no, no, Gavin, no.
You were raped? You were raped? Let me see your pussy. Prove it.
Oh, big deal. Amy Schumer steals jokes. Big deal.
Robbie for the win. Robbie's on fire right now.
All right. I love him, Kurt Metzger. I'm kidding, obviously.
Never met him. Don't know.
I haven't met him. I'm just a big fan.
No, he's awesome. I will be in San Diego at the end of the month. I'll be at American Comedy Company headlining. Also, I will be at down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Also, I think we're doing The Depraved and some headlining shows at Stress Factory Bridgeport, Connecticut. That's coming up in July. Got another gig in Connecticut coming up in August. October, I'm going out to England. I got a lot of shit coming up. A lot of stuff in the works right now, guys. I'm torn all over the place. To get your tickets to check me out live, go to lewisofskanks.com. Also, Skankfest tickets are going on sale next month as well. Look out, guys. We're going to be announcing everything. The dates, the line. Well, you know the dates, November 5th or 7th. Shout out Yo Kratom for supporting everything we do. But the ticket date going on sale, we were going to do it July 4th. I think we're going to push it off a week or two. But either way, lineups are coming out July 4th. You guys are getting lineups July 4th, plus the ticket sale date. Get fucking ready. Get ready to go, baby boy. It's going to be wild. We're bringing the best lineup the state of Texas has ever seen by far. By leaps and fucking bounds, dude. More comics, more podcasts.
Nice.
By the way, we stopped asking pussy comedians. Last year was the last year we asked pussy comedians.
Yeah,
we're like, we want to be inclusive. No.
Some of them, like,
it is 98% white men.
Yeah.
We are fucking embracing it. The best comedians in the world, okay?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? And then like five black guys.
Yeah, suck it, Usama Siddiqui. Suck it.
Yeah, he's having a tough time doing it.
My boss, Suma Agarwal.
Fuck you, Agarwal. You work at the iPhone store.
Fuck you, Aziz Ansari. He asked us and we said no.
Yeah. Hanash Manesh, suck it!
Oh no! Oh fuck!
So,
oh
no! Yeah, make sure you guys go grab your tickets for Skankfest South, happening November 5th or 7th in Houston, Texas. It's going to be absolutely wild. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys love the show, support this show directly. You guys can get a subscription, which will get you instant access to the complete archives and on-demand library for every episode of every show we have on the network. Thousands of hours of content you can't see anywhere else. I want to see the person who's binge watching the Real Ass Podcast, you know, from episode one. That's because we have the skank skanks. We need the rap raps. We need some rap raps.
Can that guy call
R-A-P,
in,
please? WRAPS. Somebody needs, you guys can take that name from the podcast.
Skanks.
You need to.
Rape skanks.
That was on my my college application as one of my pastimes.
One of your skills?
Yeah.
Rape skanks.
I'm really motivated to rape.
Yeah. Sick shirts.
So I want to see a rap podcast, a rap. R-A-P-W-R-A-P. It's out there. Now you guys have it. I want, you know what we can do? Shannon, I thought of it. New contest. New fucking contest.
New contest alert.
New contest. Oh, go to podcastmerch.com and grab the Team Rattlesnake gear. It's only available till the 28th. Podcastmerch.com, Team Rattlesnake, support me. This is the first shirt that we're putting out. It is going to be a collector's item. It's limited. We're only selling it till June 28th. Once that's done, it's gone. You can't get it anymore. So grab that right now. New contest. New contest alert.
July 10th, Auto Bar. Me, LaMare Lee, Coward Hour.
Tomorrow, Anthony Zenhauser in some bar upstate. Check my Instagram.
Co-headlining, so.
New contest.
New contest.
The rap contest. So we're going to take five. It could be pairs. It could be dudes. It could be a group. It could be whatever it is. We're going to take five. You have to do a five-minute rap show. Mm. 5 minutes.
A wrap-up show.
I'd like to hear an intro. I'd like to hear everything, right? I'm going to hear the original, the official Real Ass Podcast wrap-up show, rap. And if we choose you, I will give you, you will be in the bonus section. No, dog. Stop trying to run away.
Like, Chris, kill me. Kill me. This is a horrible contest. At first, I thought it was about a merchandise rap. Now it's about wrapping up a show?
This big man is yelling pussy in my ear.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's sucking him off. Oh my God.
Lewis, you should not be with animals.
Oh, my. It could be you, Shannon.
Now we look
this is like one of those YouTube videos where, like, a dog and a chimp, like, hang out. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm literally half Afro-Latino. What the fuck? Dude, what the fuck?
So you should have been in the Heights?
Meanwhile, he fucking plays
in Washington Heights.
Why was I not in that movie?
Yeah, in Washington Heights.
Who the fuck says
Welcome
it like
to
that?
My studio. It's right next to the deli. I'll be hanging out. Me and my friend Eddie.
Washington Heights. I watched half
Here
of it
is
yesterday.
The rapist.
There is a 2-year-old at 3 a.m. selling weed for his uncle.
My mother was stabbed, and my father was stabbed, and my mother did crack, and my father did crack.
I forgot which one of your parents did it, so I just made both.
No, it's okay. Here, dog. Chink, go. Chink.
That's how he says, Paco, you're fired.
Uh-oh. Hey, he's going to burn himself.
No. This poor, right, if he burned himself, that's on him, Paco.
Wow. Poor Paco dog.
Paco
came
in fast. Paco, if he burned himself on that candle, that's completely on him. Why would he smell fire?
Why would you let the dog go on fire, you fucking Afro-Latino?
You literally like, go towards the flame.
No. Listen to me. There's a candle there. The dog went to it like it was his water bowl.
He almost directed him to it.
He went right up to him. That is a retarded dog.
It's a dog. All dogs are retarded.
They're all fucking retarded. Fire. You let it go to
that
fire.
That is one retarded chink.
You're a bad parent. Shame. Shame.
But enough about
Shame.
Bang dang.
That is one retarded chink, and I'm not okay with it.
Shame on you, Lewis.
You fucking dumb dog.
That's
a Yankee candle.
I'm so much smarter than this dog.
Okay, dogs aren't. He should know instinctually through generations.
That guy, he's 3 months. He's 3 months. Lewis.
Hold on. Do you think that dogs just don't know instinctually that fire's hot?
I think they have to learn it a little
3 months.
They have to learn it?
I think their great, 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 great grandfather was a wolf. Some wolf fucking stepped in some fucking hot coals.
Yeah. But dogs are like the trust fund kids of wolves. You know what I mean? Where it's like.
Especially that dog. That dog is so far removed from a wolf.
Yeah.
Lays his head in the candle. Dude, purebred little shit dogs, like they have a life expectancy of 5.
Yeah.
They go blind. Blind at one.
Oh, yeah.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, dude. These,
3 years. He's dead. Just kill it. Put it back in the fire.
Why would you give that dog, Baco? That dog is not going to have a good life. You ever see a Boston Terrier?
Yeah.
Every time I see a Boston Terrier, it's like they have sleep apnea. While they're just walking around.
Where the fuck is the Sox game? I got cataracts.
Oh, my God. I don't know where the fuck I am.
Look at all these blacks.
I hate New York. The city's dirty.
Manchester at the Sea is a great fucking movie.
Casey Affleck is awesome.
Both those kids burned because of him. They're doing coke.
Dude, is that true? Dude, I love artsy-fartsy movies like that are set in Boston, though.
I went to IBM Theater.
Did anybody end up watching the Loud Boys crossover in the chat? 573 Gasline.
It drops Thursday.
It's not out yet.
Well, we crushed last episode.
Yeah. You guys got tons of
followers. I'm over 3,000 followers.
Wow, for real?
Gomez bump.
I mean, I got the Gomez bump. I'm feeling good. I'm getting loaded. It's a special day. I got Miller High Life. You want to drink?
No,
what's going
drinking.
On?
I got a train right after this. I'm back, dude. Doggy.
You could drink on the train, you half a gay.
No, I got to train.
Oh.
I have to train my muscles and body to be a fucking killer, dude. Ooh, Shannon, can we talk about it? Shannon, can we talk about it yet?
We talk about it every episode.
Can we talk about it?
It's been 72 hours off air.
Lifting the embargo on my arms in discussion of which.
Shannon, can we talk about it? Now I'm leaning.
Take the dog out. No, he's going to kill the dog, Paco. It's your fault.
Oh, yeah, while I flex my muscles. That's right. Shannon, you need this. Shannon, how cute is this?
After you just tried to burn him alive.
Shannon, you can save this dog. If you fuck me, I won't care. If you don't fuck me, I'll snap this dog's head off right now. You think I'm kidding? Dude, Paco, let me tell you something right now.
Paco looks so nervous that Lewis is actually going to kill his fucking dog.
Paco's a first and foremost, a Gas Digital fucking producer, and he gets how fucking great this would be, and he would accept the loss. That's how good he is, right, Paco?
Just exactly. Go for it, Louis. Just kill the fucking
dog. How horrific
dog.
Is bring
care.
Your child to work day at Gas Digital, by the way?
Give me your child!
Take less money or I'll kill your kid.
I'll put in a full Nelson lock.
I love you. Go back to your dad. Chink.
That was a cute ass. I really do
Thank
love
God
that
God
dog.
This place doesn't have an HR.
Yeah.
A homosexual retard?
A horny retard.
We keep him in the closet. And, you know, every time we have an issue, we send... Shannon's like, everyone's sexually harassing me. And then we send her to a gay retarded person.
Tell me what's the matter.
Release the retard.
Hold on. Let me...
Who is pussy?
Let me lower RuPaul's Drag Race. Hold on. Okay. What's the matter?
Can you guys, Shannon, can you pull up dogs catching on fire or stupid dogs... smelling fire, trying to eat fire. I mean,
I would rather not watch dogs on fire on the comedy show.
Yeah, fuck up, maybe we stick to every time fun impressions, having a good time.
We should hang out. Our dogs are on fire. My dogs.
No, everyone agrees with me right now in the live chat that they want to see dogs on fire.
Of course,
right
because it's the racist live chat.
Everyone in the Felon Live leak is they're really into these dogs on fire. Fix, we're going to see if anyone likes you. Let's go to the racist hate live show. Oh,
my God. Dog is on fire.
I mean, it might be deserved. This place looks
a
little
dirty. It's
a
pit bull, too. I hate pit bulls.
It's a dirty place.
Pit bulls do stuff.
They're horrible beasts.
They have not vacuumed that rug.
Oh, it's a firework.
Oh. They're smart, though. They're like, damn. Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, those are smart.
Yo, we got to get a fuck.
I'll go back and make sure everything's okay.
Yo, we got to get a fuck out of here.
Aw.
They light the house on fire. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. These poor dogs.
How you feel, Gomez?
Do they burn alive? Shannon, tell me they burn alive. Is that what happened to fucking Phoenix?
Is this Reddit? What the fuck is this?
Pull up Phoenix the dog.
Is this dark web? How did you get this so fast?
This is really bumming me
Are
out.
Are we going to watch these dogs slowly burn to death?
Oh, no, it says catches floor on fire, so they don't get on fire.
Damn it. Fucking spoiler dickhead.
He just read the title. He called you a spoiler dickhead.
Me?
He read the title. And
what? There's like, a Star Wars.
Okay, spoiler.
I didn't think there would be a war in the stars.
Pop accidentally catches floor on fire via viral hog.
Yeah, it doesn't get
also
any.
What I call my ex-girlfriend.
I was going to say exactly that.
Hell yeah. Dude. No one's safe. No one is safe.
Coming in hot, Lewis.
Did you, pull up Phoenix again. Do we have Phoenix? Dude, this fucking dog is wild. Have you guys ever seen Phoenix the dog?
Mm-mm.
They found this dog and it was like in a horrific accident or something. We don't know. I don't think they know, right? They don't actually know what happened. He just was burnt. So he's like Freddy Krueger's dog. He's just his whole face.
He haunts other dogs.
Yeah, dude.
In their dreams.
You know when dogs are like,
oh Jesus.
He's in there. Oh Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it looks kicking, like it looks like Two-Face.
Be like, oh, he's dreaming. He's like, oh.
This dog also molests kids.
Yeah, dude. This dog is awesome, dude. But that's what I assumed happened to those dogs.
No way, dude. Just put it down. What a tongue. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that dog could eat your pussy.
Holy shit. Oh, I got a little peanut butter up my ass. Go ahead there, ugly face. Go ahead, Freddy. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Who put all this peanut butter in my ass?
Who put all this peanut butter in my ass?
I hope this dog doesn't lick it all out.
Oh, fucking Freddy.
I hope this fucking freak dog doesn't lick it out.
I love
Pooch Krueger over here.
What is there an update with him? He's got to have like a viral Instagram or something, that dog. I just want to get him and his owner on the show. It's actually Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so you want to see my dog?
Can I do plugs?
He died.
Oh, no. He was abandoned.
Good.
And called the dog dubbed Phoenix.
Oh, dogs should be attractive. Good. Go to hell.
How did he? Let's see. On Monday, the rescue group broke heartbreaking news to Facebook followers. This is actually making me sad, Shannon.
I know.
We've been following Phoenix's life, I mean, not that closely for 2 years, obviously.
He's been dead for 2 years.
What? He's been dead for 5 years, but we were his best friends.
Oh. I've been waiting for him to read my text. No wonder it's been unread for 2 years.
My best friend. Oh, my God. It's been 6 years since I checked in on him at all, but wait, buddy, it's close to my heart.
Last night around 5 p.m., we let Fee go. His exit was peaceful. He was surrounded by people who adored him, and his mom and sisters held him close. Phoenix had found his person in Dr. Aww. Gina, and she could not have adored him more if she tried. His heart was his, and his heart was hers. Her heart was his, and his heart was hers. Any All any dog wants is to find their person.
Yep.
And he was one of the lucky ones who did.
Yep.
He held on as long as he could, not for himself, but for her and her girls. He was exhausted and let them know it was his time to go.
Oh, my God.
Disney Plus.
Fucking kill me.
Do you have a drop?
I should have died years ago.
You have a drop that goes, I'm gay.
Gay dog.
Yeah, you should have Ian's I'm gay drop. That's a really funny one.
Hey, man, come on. That's a Disney Plus movie right there. I tell
that's
you that.
That's really sad.
They're going to guarantee that Cruella
just
Disney.
Kills it.
No, it'll be Phoenix the dog, and at the end, he's going to die in happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Dog dying is sad.
Yeah. Yeah. You've obviously never had a child that's died.
No, I have not. I've never had a
child. I had a bad
Could
dog.
Could you imagine Eric Clapton writing a song about his dog dying now? Like, buddy.
Yeah. What does Eric sound like? I don't know why I told Bob Dylan. My dog went through the window.
Tears in Heaven was about his. That's
about
his son
like
yeah.
leaving, yeah, like crawling out the window and falling to his death. Yeah.
I don't care. Why am I supposed to know about Eric Clapton? You know, I hate when people wear shirts that say like the Ramones and they go, "What's your favorite Ramones?" Like, I don't know.
Are
you worried
that
we're wearing?
No, I love Metallica. No, it's different. I love Metallica. Different.
Okay.
But like Eric Clapton, come on.
There
are
several
know,
pet memorial songs that are kind of famous.
Which ones, please?
So, "Stay" by Rihanna.
That's about a fucking pet.
It's about a.
I thought it was about an umbrella.
I thought it was about like, her like boyfriend, or about Chris Brown, or something.
I thought it was about Chris Brown whacking her. In the Range Rover.
Yeah. Oh, he got in trouble again.
You should also check out her other songs: "Sit," "Heal," "Speak,"
"Stay." Wait.
That's really good.
Under my rollover,
don't you want a tree? Don't you want a tree?
I don't know. What does "Stay" sound like?
It's like slow.
Stay
with me. Is that it? Or is that
Won't
it, Sheeran?
You stay?
Oh, yeah. People like play this for their dad when he's dying.
It's a wedding song.
It's about a fucking dead dog.
It's about a dog.
My boyfriend punched me in my head and you didn't bite him.
Where's she from? Barbados, right?
Come on.
It's me, Rihanna.
My sad cousin dog.
I found him at the resort.
Me let him go too close to the Yankee Candle. So he burned upon the face. And then
else?
Chris Brown punched me upon the face.
Me dog died.
That was good.
Me dog died, man.
Me dog died with the red stripe.
Me night come and me doggy be dead.
Me brought a prop on the show cause me drunk. Me brought a prop on the show.
It means no puppies
for the rest of your day.
Don't worry about that dog cause he's dead. Cause you do not have to worry about him.
Every little dog is going to catch on fire.
My dog died, should have had an umbrella. Ella, Ella,
Three little puppies.
All right, Shannon, what other songs?
Very cute riff, honestly.
Love of My Life by Queen.
Love of My Life by Queen.
Wasn't Ben...
I thought that was an AIDS-ridden gay that he was
gay
singing
butler
about.
That fucked him in the ass.
Yeah.
It was when Freddie Mercury decided to start fucking dogs, too.
I'm so sorry. I completely missed... I thought that song was about an AIDS-ridden gay person.
Yeah, I thought it was about the guy that is butler. He fell in love with a butler.
Rock Bottom Girls, also about dogs.
Fat Bottom
Girls. Fat Bottom Girls, yeah.
Rock Bottom Girls.
That's alcoholic girls I date.
Wait, let's hear this.
Rock Bottom Girls.
He's talking about the stick that he just threw.
I guess he also famously did a song about his bike, so.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury just did songs about things he saw.
I'm gonna make a song about me bike, then a song about me dog, then a song about me ass getting AIDS.
Bruv, I'm gonna do a song
about.
How about a bicycle song? And after that, a doggy song. Anyway, I'm gay. I'm going to have guys sex in the closet.
Imagine we were in an opera.
Imagine that. Wait a second. I think I'm a champion. Let me make a song about it.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of champions. Wait a minute. Hello.
I got a light bulb went off in my head.
I got a thing in my head.
This isn't that far from the actual Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
He's got those big teeth.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay.
In that movie, they do the fucking thing where they'd be like, well, you guys really rocked him. He's like, yeah, wait a tick.
We will rock you.
Wait a tick. We
That's not
hey,
it.
Hey, do you guys think? Do you guys think that you'll rock us later? We will rock you. Hey,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me. Hold on a minute. This table's got a lot of dust. It's got a lot of dust.
Hold on 1 second.
A lot
right
of dust
now
on this table.
Let me think about it. Let me think about
think
it.
Think of it.
So
think
you're
of
saying
it.
We're rocking,
uh-huh,
but not now. Maybe in the future.
Perhaps possibly.
So we will rock you.
Correct.
Well, I'm what, a fucking what genius,
other, what other
baby.
Songs
yeah. Yeah. I'll behave.
Shannon, what are the songs?
I did that before on Loud Boys. I just want to do it again, but it's fine.
I don't want to tell you the next one.
Why?
So the next one is called Shannon.
What? It's about my dog, Shannon.
Why won't you fuck me, dog? Why won't the dog fuck me?
This
Shannon
bitch won't suck my cock. Technically, dogs can't suck. Da, 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 da.
Luce and Shannon do have a Grinch dog relationship a little bit, you know?
I make Shannon fucking tie a bone to her head.
Yeah, exactly.
All the comics down in Brooklyn love comedy a lot.
I never heard this song. Who's this by?
Hall I have notes? Heard it before. It's Henry Gross.
Oh, because you... Shannon Gross.
Shannon is gross. Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hold on. Shannon, will you pull up the Yo Kratom sponsor?
Don't ever fuck with me, Shannon.
That's a sick drop. Like that drop.
That's a good drop.
That's a good drop. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah,
baby James.
Anything else? Anything else, Shannon?
I don't recognize Ben, one of the other ones.
Right. Ben by the Jackson Five.
Can you give me
five
another high life? I'm really trying to get loaded. Thanks, bro.
Ben by the Jackson Five is about
this.
The
is terrible. Why you're fat, dude? Because you're drinking beers in the morning.
But today's a special day. I haven't had beers in a long time.
I don't believe you.
You're right. You're smart. You shouldn't believe me. I had vodka yesterday.
I have been drinking a little bit again.
But today's special day.
I'm on vacation. What, Shannon? What?
We need to hear your explanation.
What, Shannon?
Go ahead.
I've been drinking a little bit. Nothing crazy.
That's how it started.
I had a little bourbon last night.
Here we go, Robbie. Robbie.
It started on vacation. I was like, all right, I'm in Jamaica. I got a drink. Actually, Shannon had a great idea for a bit because I was like, Shannon, because we did some pre-production today. I was like, Shannon, when is Robbie and Figs at their best? And she was like, when Robbie's doing you, me, Robbie's doing Luis J. Gomez, and when you're doing your Jamaican accent, and I love going to Jamaica. So Shannon had an idea, which is, Luis, we're going to set up a scene for you. Luis,
okay,
trying to get the chef, the Jamaican chef, who's a woman, by the way, to prepare him keto-friendly meals.
Okay.
And scene.
All right, I'm Keto. What's your name? I'm Luis. Hey, Chef.
Hello. How you doing? My name's Sandra. Welcome to the beautiful Diamond Resort. How are you, Mr. Gomez?
Nice to meet you, Shark Tank. Anyway, all I want to do is it's easy. Keto, have you heard of it?
No, I'm not sure what keto is, but me can do anything here upon me beautiful culinary kitchen.
All right, I'm already losing interest. I'm going to need you to take it down.
What?
I need you to take it down.
Pardon me?
Shannon, can you explain to her what keto is? I'm clearly, she's not with me. Shannon?
No, I'm right here. So keto basically is like a very just protein-based,
wait. Me no understand what
do we have saying any news?
This, that, by the way, your Jamaican woman sounds like Skeeter from the Muppet Babies.
Me no know what you talk about. But anyways, me not hear Shannon. Right. Lewis, continue.
So it's simple.
Okay.
Steak, vegetables. Can you do it?
Yes, me can do that. Me got plenty steak. Me got plenty vegetables. The only question is, why you don't want rice? Why not?
What did you say?
Why you don't want rice?
What did you
every
say?
Part of Jamaica
did not hear?
Why you don't want rice?
Just destructive.
Me not rice
did
and peas.
Did you not hear those
rice and peas.
Hold on, I gotta take a call. 1 second. What? What? No! I'm here with this fucking black retard.
Oh, no, me not play that. No, me not play that. You come to my resort and you call me the retard? How dare you do that? Me offer you rice and peas, Jamaican tradition, and you say, no, me keto. Then you got the girl who is speaking a low voice telling me that what keto is. Fuck you, Butty Boy.
Fuck you, Butty Boy.
Fuck you, Butty Boy.
Fuck you, Butty Boy.
Fuck you, Bubba Claw.
Bubba Claw.
Fuck you.
Bubba Claw. Real Ass Jamaican of the Week, me.
Yes, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you need me to set you up.
You know what annoys
me? Genius.
Can I tell you what annoys me?
That I'm right.
Yes, but also, the fact that you go, like, what's the best thing? Like, Robbie was killing. He did a bunch of other things that were great.
No, his best thing
I'm going to be known for my Jamaican accent.
Your Jamaican is the
what
best.
What about when I did Dylan? What about the Australian? We started
again.
Off.
You're done again.
Would you just trust me for a second?
It's just like,
would you trust me?
Okay.
And there'll be a time when to bring out Dylan. There'll be a time to bring out the Australian.
I'm tearing.
You gotta let me fucking guide you guys. Because it's all, you guys are
turning good at, into a weapon, Lewis.
You're good at conversations. When we're in the conversation, you're great. We have a real conversation. We haven't even touched the. It's how good the show is so far. 34 minutes in, haven't even looked at the notes.
We never have to.
That's a fucking good show.
We always kill. Every time I'm here, we kill. Yeah. Give me a show. I love this. This is fun.
We're having fun, man.
I knocked out about 34
hours. Here's my
hours.
Problem is I don't have another me to give you guys.
Yeah.
If we had a me that...
How about Figs, Robbie, and Gomez try to watch Seinfeld?
Do that. I do like the name...
The good, the figs,
and the snake.
That's fun.
That's a solid fucking name right
the
there.
The snake... The good, okay. The good, the figs, and the snake.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. He's got to start with the good.
Cowboy theme show. You talk about
this is what figs. If when he's on his own device, it's his. I want the snake. Relax. Trust me.
Sorry, I was good, snorting the bad, yo the kratom. My
the good, the figs,
I'm all
and the
hopped
snake.
Up on kratom. Wow, that was good.
This
though.
Good. This is all good.
Look, which
everyone
loves.
By the way, Racist Live Chat. Have these guys also not improved? Since the last show, Shannon, I think they have. I think they took home the lessons we instilled in the last show. They thought about it. They took notes. They went home. They worked on everything. And they came back and they're better versions of themselves today.
I think you're right. You've only had to calm them down twice so far.
I know.
That's pretty good.
I know. It's pretty goddamn good.
This is the same conversation my parents would have about me when I was like 8 and 7 too. I think they've been good today.
Yeah. My dad's like, I didn't have to hit you with a Hot Wheel track today. You're pretty good.
Look, they improved.
My dad abused me.
They brought alcohol, says Mike H.
Just me, but you
guys. Captain Crunch says these guys are peacocks. They got to spread their wings. I agree.
Yeah.
Captain, thank
that's
you.
Very sweet. That's yeah. a very sweet metaphor for the race.
Thank you, Cap. Love you, Cap.
Tons more cowbells says Lewis gave Alex and Harrington a Rick and Morty show. You know, that wasn't my decision. I saw it when you guys all saw it.
So you gave them a show.
It's exclusive. It's just exclusive.
People
for
are gonna
Gas
tune
Digital.
In, man.
We're starting to do some exclusive to Gas Digital shows specifically. Maybe I'll make Gomez watch a Seinfeld exclusive to Gas Digital. And we'll do it with different guests. What, Shannon?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. That's the way to fucking do it.
Because you've already had some episodes out there, so everyone's got a taste
of
it.
Yeah, they know what it is. I'll give them a little tasty taste, you know? But we'll figure it out. Yeah, there's some exclusive shows, exclusive web series, things that are always happening in the works here at Gas Digital, guys. So don't be upset that you're getting extra fun content. Mike Harrington and Alex Rule. Those are two great.
They're great. I'm friends with them both.
People, hilarious.
It's a great thing you got going on here, man.
Yeah,
a lot
thanks,
of fun.
Bro.
And Rick and Morty's a good show.
Yeah.
Love Rick and Morty.
Of course.
That's funny as shit.
All right, real quick, guys. Let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. You guys know Yo Kratom. They've been supporting the show for a while. Skankfest sponsor my entire fight camp. They just launched their own Delta 8 brand. If you guys don't know, Delta 8 THC is legal in 42 states. It can be delivered directly to your door, and it's cheaper than regular weed as well. It gets you super high. So look, if you want to fucking not have to leave your house, you want to get super stoned on your couch, you want to have it to be super convenient, super cheap, and you want to support the show directly, grab your Delta 8 directly from YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com is the website. They have gummies, they have vapes, they have everything you need to get yourself super stoned this summer. And check this out, if you go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS, you're saving 25% off your already affordable order. So once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS, save 25%, and get yourself fucked up. All right, where were we? Let's see. Hunter Biden says... it's hilarious when Lewis tells them that. What if it's a real Hunter Biden? he's just like, dude, I love everything Gomez.
You couldn't tell in that chat. It's probably the same kinds of texts, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
It's hilarious when Lewis tells them that they're the best when he sets them up. Such a backhanded and also 100% true compliment to give someone.
Hey, Hunter Biden, you're the fucking man.
Yeah, you are the coolest president son of all time.
It's called collaborating, and I understand how to collaborate.
That's true.
I understand how to collaborate with
you build.
Very well.
You're a builder.
Did we ever finish the contest? list idea, right, Shannon? RealassOfficial@gmail.com. Send your rap show a 5-minute sample in. What's the date they have to send it by, Shannon? Give me a random fucking Friday
in
July. Yeah, in 2 weeks. Give me a random Friday.
The 9th. July 9th.
Maybe I'm drunk. Maybe I'm a little tipsy, but what do you mean rap? Like a rap song or a wrap-up show? Like...
Wrap-up show about Real Ass Podcast. Oh. Skanks have it, okay?
Like talking rap.
And by the way, Skanks, I suggest that you guys do the rap show. Submit, because you guys are fucking incredible. I know you guys, but there's 700 shows in the Real Ass Podcast catalog. There's no rules. You could, however you want to do it, it's got to be a Real Ass Podcast wrap-up show. I will take the top five out of all the submissions. We get hundreds of submissions. Shannon's going to have to listen to hundreds of hours of wrap-up shows, okay?
5 minutes is a lot.
It is a lot. Well, Shannon, it's
a lot of autism.
But we'll listen to one episode per show for a week and a half.
But that's like of the ones that I've already screened, like down to the best ones.
Shannon, you'll know within the first minute if they're good.
Okay.
You make your first minute good, guys.
Yeah.
Make your intro good. Make it pop. You got to fucking come out the gate hard.
Heavy intro. That intro that you just did, who did that? With the wife swap and it fucking...
Shannon.
Shannon did that? Shannon is so fucking talented. Oh my God. So good.
Shannon, you did it.
Yep. All by myself.
No way she did it. No, she's fucking...
48 Laws of Power, Shannon.
Oh, yeah,
no
way.
Shannon. You did it.
I made it happen.
I don't care who made it happen.
That was... It made me feel... I felt like...
I made it myself in MS Paint, and we used keyframes, and...
PowerPoint.
Why does she sound
there's
like
some things
Maren.
That I'm horrible at.
Oh, it's
and
me, Shannon.
That Robbie is horrible at.
So it's me, Shannon, and we're doing Comedy Fight Club. You and me, and you and Shannon.
Did Matt Maron sneak into the booth with a Shannon wig on?
I just thought it would be a good idea to book Robbie Goodwin this week.
That's how Robbie got on. Is Matt Maron kidnapped Shannon?
She's in a wig.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I want to see a Real Ass Podcast rap show. And if I like it, the winner can be invited on the Gas Digital Network as Gas Digital bonus content in the Real Ass Podcast bonus section.
Wow.
A whole show. And it'll be paid. It's not going to be a lot.
Oh, wow. We'll be paid. Good for that guy. Wow, we'll be paid for that. Whoa, Whoopee. That's a contest right there.
You'll be paid to do a podcast.
Yeah.
The ultimate prize.
Fucking good dream. For him. He'll be paid. God bless him. Shit. Jesus Christ.
I feel like a good prize would be... You have those hosts come and be a guest on Real Ass Podcast.
I'll like do that as enough. Well. We'll promote their rap.
Yeah, I feel like that's enough.
No, they're on Gas Digital.
Okay.
They're in the Real Ass Podcast bonus section. Why not, Shannon?
Okay. That's okay.
Almost burned a dog alive in the first 5 minutes of the show.
I know. Where do you go from there?
Yeah. How are you going to follow us? Who's going to be the next guest? Who's going to? You can't follow this.
On Friday?
Fucking...
Who's Friday? Zach and...
It's Zach Dalton and Joe Gorman.
Oh, it'll be a brilliant show.
Yeah. Wait, am I on that or is it just
wait,
them?
Wait, so then
just
what the fuck?
Damn.
So then let's do Loud Boys without them.
All right. there we go.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, they got a third...
The title
you're gonna
fits.
Betray us? You're not going to have us here. We've been holding it down for a week. You're going to have them back. Zach, I understand. It's Zach's show.
Seven people know. We're going to talk about the experience.
Without
you're
us?
Just involved. I don't even know why you're here. You've nothing
wait,
to do
so
with Loud Boys. Nothing to do with the Real Ass Podcast. You're just part of this wife swap.
Wait, shouldn't I be in it though? Because I'm in the Loud Boys.
Robbie, stop trying to get invited again.
I want
to
get invited.
No.
All right.
No.
I'm your protege. That's why I'm here. I'm your little fucking. I'm your little
my
fucking. You're my Obi-Wan.
Pro to gay.
All right, bro. We got a great song. It's called Pro to Gay. It's about
pro to gay. Pro to gay. I want to be a pro to gay.
I was once a pro, but now I'm gay.
Why am I here?
Vaughn's in the live chat says, Figs and Robbie rock. MF Kobe says, I think that's motherfucker Kobe, says, Robbie is going to blow up.
Oh yes. My God, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. See, I have single-handedly, and I want people to realize what I do. Robbie was going to kill himself.
Did Rogan do this with Gil Tony?
He didn't do it for him.
Did Rogan go, hey guys, listen, man, you know, thanks for, it's all because of me. Hey. Tony Hitchcliffe is here because of me.
Isn't it that's interesting why. How I just did everything for you
hey,
guys?
Hey, you guys like Tom Segura? It's because of me. It's me.
Can I make this very clear?
Yeah.
1 week ago, Robbie Goodwin was going to slice his wrist in a bathtub because of the feedback that he was getting from podcasts.
It's very true.
Within a week, within a show and a half, I have turned the narrative around on Robbie Goodwin, and now my fan base, who was doxing him, who was threatening his family.
They're threatening your family.
Who was creating secret profiles. I mean, these people were after him.
Secret profiles.
Yeah. I have turned them around and single-handedly made them like Robbie because I understand how to use Robbie as a tool for funny.
You're the Rogan of the East, Lewis.
Yeah, but here's a problem with Rogan. Rogan is...
Be careful.
Hold on. Can I ever get on that show again?
You're walking on.
Get on that show. Yeah, okay. You know, this motherfucker didn't give me his new number.
Yeah. I know.
Rogan. Yeah. He doesn't.
You're walking on.
He loves you. He just didn't know. Don't think about it too much, Robbie. Relax. Robbie, relax. You're overthinking it. He's got things going on in his life. He'll hit you.
Yeah, he's like riding horses and going yeehaw and
bow and arrow.
You just killed my private property. That's
you killed Jake.
It's like, what's property, man? Like, if nipple, you take DMT,
nipple dick,
you don't realize all of our cattle.
Nipple dick from the live chat says Figs and Robbie better than Lewis J. Gomez. He's got a ban for half an hour. You got a ban for half
an hour. By the way, that is an elite commenter move to say that guy's good and that guy sucks. Because what they're really saying is, I want that guy to especially know he sucks because.
Now you know how we feel, Lewis.
Yeah. And I was just listening to Louis C.K. on Joe List podcast, and he was talking about YouTube comments, and he was like, that's just what it is. Like, you can't take it personally, because it's like taking bad weather personally.
Yeah, it's people that want to just engage. People
he said, that's how people are fans now. And it's like, I guess that's fucking true.
See, if I leave you to your own devices right now, you'll talk yourself back into these people hating you.
We were having a serious conversation about comedy.
We were having a heart-to-heart.
You know what they don't want to hear?
We weren't doing impressions.
They don't want to hear inside baseball about comedy.
True.
These people, I learned some tricks, okay? And look, Shannon, cut the mics right now, because I don't want to let these morons know that I'm onto their dumb horse shit, okay? They don't want you to act like you're fucking elitist, right? Like, I'm rich. I make a lot of fucking money. But these idiots think I'm a fucking everyman. They think I'm one of them, okay? So you gotta fucking play. You can't be like, oh, these civilians, they're fucking, they don't get it. And they start talking like, oh, this is the way comedy. They don't fucking care, dude.
Right.
They wanna hear the N-word. They wanna fucking, they wanna hear some rape jokes. They wanna hear a couple drops. If I don't know if I have anything funny to say, I'll just fucking look.
Rape, honestly, comedy gold.
Rape on the first fucking date. Shannon, bring the mics back up.
Is that Shane Gillis saying that? Who's that?
I love our audience.
Rape,
and that's
dude.
My favorite part about doing this is having a connection with our fan base.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Did you rape somebody? That's fucking sick, dude. Yo, dude. It's me, Shane Gillis.
Be Mark Norman.
You're
comedy.
Shane.
Oh, I raped her.
Guys, stop.
Comedy.
You're just going off.
You gotta keep us in, Daddy.
You just heard something that didn't even sound like Shane. We're freaking out, dude.
We're two young guys, man. We're young. You gotta keep us in. If you let us go, we'll go off.
Yeah, it's like you're like a bomb. It just starts like taking. You're like, oh fuck.
If we don't say something, we'll not bomb.
Jesus Christ, relax. Remember, use the silence.
What are you doing? You didn't even drink your Red Bull. Have a little coffee. I'm three sheets in the wind right now.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you're going hard, Figs.
Yeah, it's a special day. After this, I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna do my laundry. And
you can work out when you're drunk. I cannot.
Yeah. But when I work out, I just do 10 push-ups and then I sit down and watch YouTube.
That's it.
But listen, and then we're doing Depraved later. I can't wait.
It's gonna be crazy. How are you getting out there?
My girl's driving me.
Your hot girl?
Fucking yeah. Hell don't look at her, bro. She's gonna look hot.
Can I smell her hair?
Don't go next to her.
Can I hug her? Can I hug her and smell her hair?
You can hug her.
I'll make eye contact with you while I do it, so it won't be weird. Like me and you will know what's going on.
You can give her a hug, but I don't want to see you when you smell her
hair. Can I just smell her hair?
You'll hug her. I'll look away for a second.
I'm going to smell her hair when I hug her, just so you know. I smell every woman's hair.
It's going to smell like fried. She's Dominican.
Want to know some creepy shit, dude? I smell every woman's hair when I hug them. I lean at Shannon, right? I do it so Shannon knows. I smell it so hard that like the hair stays with my nose when I pull over.
Yeah, but what do you do? You go and you
how'd your hair get in my nose?
But how do you do it?
Wash your hair, bitch.
Will she notice? When you smell, you go like
No.
Or is it just kinda
if I want them to notice.
Who has the worst smelling
take
hair?
Take it easy, pal.
That's a move
right now. I'm fighting Dylan and Harrington, but I'm a whole different breed, guy.
Doggy, I'm not trying to take your fucking girlfriend.
No, I know, but just be careful.
But if I wanted to.
You look like me if I lost weight.
I know, dude. It's a problem. She's gonna see me, she's gonna be like, wow. This is the top of the mountain for Figs.
Mike,
this is the best case scenario for Mike.
Wait,
Figs.
Let me just say, Mike, he might be skinnier than you, but he's also more successful.
So and he has tattoos. My girl wants me to get tattoos.
You have no tattoos.
I have none.
Your girlfriend wants you to get tattoos,
but all of her name because she's Dominican and she wants to reel me in.
What's her name?
God.
Oh, wait, you don't want to say it.
I don't want to say it. No.
plantain figs.
What is it?
I don't want to say it. Let's just call her Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yeah. No, but no, but no.
Can you get
be
something
great.
For her, right? So instead of it being her name, can you get something for her?
Can do what? Like a what?
Like a, you know, something symbolic, not like her name though. Name is fucking crazy. Bitches that want your name tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a witch. I want to get a witch.
Get a Chinese character
because her family's very into the whole witchcraft, brujeria, that shit. She scares the shit out of me. I already told her. I said, you gotta relax. Because brujeria is like Santeria, but Santeria
for Dominicans.
Is,
I don't practice brujeria.
Brujeria. It's Dominican witchcraft. She's a cowgirl. She comes from the country in DR, and they don't play. There's a lot of like weird witchcraft shit going on. So sometimes she freaks me out, and I go, you better stop the shit because I will leave the house.
Figs of Chick is fucking hot. If you guys, I mean,
she is hot.
They're
probably already posting pictures of her in the
Are you guys going to get married?
Of 100%. She fucks me every day. Like, she's like,
are you engaged?
I made her a sandwich. No, I made her a sandwich, and she
and then
was
you
at
ate
work.
It.
She was at work.
Bobby, where'd my sandwich go?
Where's my sandwich?
Babe?
And she was at work, and
Yo,
she was
babe,
like,
it's the thought that counts.
And she goes, my
son, about that. When I made it, I was thinking of you. I was thinking of
she
you
goes,
the whole time.
She's at work, and people are like, yo, that sandwich is mad good. And she's like, oh, because she works with other teachers. She's a teacher, and you know, all teachers are Dominican ghetto bitches.
Just fucking
they're
retarded.
All, they're yeah. all fucking.
Yo, take out your pencils. And,
yo, do the worksheet real fucking
okay,
talk.
Yo, today's lesson, don't mess with me.
You need your numero dos pencils.
They're all
la
Dylan.
Plumas.
They all talk like Dylan. Yo, real talk, like it's sus, but no cap. Yo, take out your fucking worksheet, like for real, though. Like real talk, like, yo, don't forget to talk about the merch, but like, yo, doggy, like for real, though. Like,
for real,
talk.
For real. For real.
Yo, take out your worksheets and your pencils.
You know what's fucking tight, fam?
Yo,
William Shakespeare.
Real talk. Yo, we're going to watch. Yo, today we're going to watch Legends of the Hidden Temples because that shit was lit, yo.
Yo.
Shit was lit.
Yo, is it going to be a quiz on this on Friday?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. No cap. We're going to find out, though. Best believe. Word to my fam. Word to my blood, though. Real talk. We're going to find out. No cap. That
on
ass,
God,
though.
This is on the quiz.
On God. This is on God. Yo, if you get a 70, like, that's passing, but
yo,
don't be proud.
You got a B minus dead ass.
Teachers in the Bronx. That's what this bitch
is. That's what it is.
Teachers in the Bronx.
She's sitting down, like, the chairs backwards
yo,
and, like, typing.
You know. Yo, so where does your kid go to school for remote learning?
He goes, and he goes in person. He goes on the Upper West Side.
But there was a moment where he was just remote, or no?
Yeah, for a little bit.
These fucking Bronx kids, they all have brand new iPads because of the schools.
Yeah, they just give them to them.
And they just fucking go wild. Yeah. It's just all emojis. The teacher's like, why does your video... They'd be like, excuse me?
Yo, why is there Cash App on this? Yeah.
The teachers would be
iPad.
Like, Sanchez, why do you have your camera? Why are you muted? And the kids are just having a party. Like, they don't give a fuck. It's been crazy. Anyways, I forgot what we were talking about. Sandwiches.
Just teachers
she calls
in the
me
Bronx.
Her partner.
Teachers in the Bronx.
She wants me to be her marriage. She wants
she
me to
wants
be her husband.
To be her husband. So when are you going to
yeah,
ask
why don't you get
her?
A ring, dog?
I'm going to do it, but right now I got a lot of bills. We're paying bills. We're doing the car
it's
broke
about
down.
It's about the thought.
She just wants to elope. She just wants to go right to the courthouse. I'm like, no, I want to
get no,
you a
get
nice
her a
wedding.
Ring. Give her
I'm
a nice
saving.
Ring.
Yeah, I'm like,
what
yo,
if your first tattoo is your fucking?
It's going to be her. I got the Roman numerals, and I'm going to get. I want to get her flying like. What's the move? The show Sabrina the Witch? Not Sabrina the Witch. The other one, the old one. What's the old witch show?
Bewitched.
I want to get her on that because we won a lot of money on that slot machine. We're compulsive gamblers, me and my girlfriend. And we go to Atlantic City. We gamble. We have a good time.
I went to Atlantic City with you.
I changed her whole life, and she's fucking so happy.
She loves it now.
She loves. She's free.
She's got a kid.
She has a kid. She does have a kid.
Yeah.
It's my little step boy, but I look at him like my boy. I love the kid. He's wonderful.
That's great.
He's my boy. He loves me.
Good for you.
He's
man.
A wonderful guy. We have a good time. I'm a little too loaded. We're getting a little too personal.
You're
I'm tearing.
You're, drunk. You're getting a little nervous.
I love my kid.
I'm not getting nervous. I'm having a good time.
You're
I think we should go back
though.
To the Bronx teacher thing.
No, no, no.
Relax. I was like,
relax.
I was trying
we've
to
moved on from it. The problem. We can't just restart it. Maybe at one point.
Talk about your life, but as Denzel.
His Denzel is awful.
That's
Robbie,
why I love it.
Robbie,
I gotta hear myself. There's Dylan. We just did you, Dylan. We just did you.
Robbie, you're not
so
a setup
John
guy.
F.
I'm
Kennedy.
A setup guy.
This is how you said it. So John F. Kennedy is what? What's John? How do you say
it? Louis looks
wait,
away.
Do it as
Louis
Sebastian. Doesn't want it. I'm not
do it as
do it.
Sebastian. Dude, talk what's about your life as Sebastian.
Cut their mics. Cut both their mics. No. We need cut their mics. Yeah. They don't fucking stop. We're having a good show.
I'm sorry.
Just let me fucking... No. We'll put it back in a minute. Give me a second. We need a little bit of silence here. We just they get so excited.
It's not based me. I'm getting
It's like you get, it's like if you have a puppy and you start playing with it too much, yeah, it starts biting you. You're like, all right, dude, this fucking thing, this thing is dangerous.
And you put it in a fucking fire.
Oh, I would love if they could hear what you're saying right now, but none of them can. None of them can. All right, now, mic's back up. Relax.
Oh, yes, we're on fire. The puppy's on fire. I'm on fire. Oh, my jokes are on fire. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Oh, go to the fire. Don't go towards the light. Do not go towards the light, doggy.
He burned the puppy on the candle.
I'm a Bronx teacher. Oh, dead ass. We're going to have a nice little night for you, Mamacita. I am a black woman.
One time the puppy put his whole face in the candle.
Oh, Sebastian.
He's in fire.
Oh, Sebastian the crab. Oh, we're under the sea. Yes, thank you. Yes.
All right, let's go to some of these news stories. Tinder date sues woman for not having sex with him. Shannon, give me some background about this, because this guy might be real estate of the week.
Sexy music, Shannon.
I think he's terrible. I don't think this deserves sexy music.
No, it's not. Good.
So, let me. Do you want to see the girl first before
Please,
I tell
let's
you?
Let's see. How hot is she?
She works at Hot Topic.
So this bitch...
many Nightmare Before Christmas shirts.
This bitch shows up, you're like, all right, dude, I'm fucking... There's no way. Like, I'm definitely going to fuck this chick.
So
right?
She even acknowledges that they met to hook up. So
she says in the message, we're fucking.
She says she didn't explicitly say it, but it was kind of understood they were going to hook up. That was their point of meeting.
Hell yeah.
So they go back to...
I've only done that twice on dating apps. Like, I've only met up with two chicks ever.
Fuck them right away.
Maybe three. Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And both chicks... It was like special circumstances. The one chick knew who I was. She was a waitress at a comedy club back in the day, so nice. She knew who I was. And the other chick was, me and Dave Smith were both swiping on Tinder, and she had swiped right on both of us in the same room. So I took a picture of her swiping right on him, and then I sent it to her in the DM, and she thought that was hilarious. Mm. So I fucking got her. And then she also she went to high school with a kid that I knew. So it was like,
nice.
Was that an amazing experience? Because it was brand new. You fucked her right away.
No, she was crazy. That bitch.
She got very aggressive.
That's only happened once to me, and she was crazy too.
Yeah.
Aggressive in the moment during lovemaking.
She was aggressive afterwards, like with me not like. I was trying to fuck her a couple times, and then she was.
How
like,
was the fuck?
It was good. She was hot. Hot chick.
Crazy girl too.
How was your fuck?
She was a
bad. It was strange. She's weird.
Yeah, but, you know, that's because she's fucking you.
Yeah, I don't attract... I attract some very out-of-their-minds women.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of my mind, so maybe...
I don't think so. I think you just got to...
You think Robbie's a good lover?
Yeah, I think Robbie's a good guy.
I think Robbie starts to make voices in the middle of the fucking lovemaking session. That's the problem.
Meep, 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 meep.
Yeah, dude. She's like, I'm not going to come if you don't stop.
What if Peter Griffin was fucking you? Hey, this is nice. This is a really nice time we're having. You, me.
Oh, what the devil? Oh, what are we doing over here? Only the first night. We fucked on the first night.
Hi, y'all. Can I have sex with you, too?
Then stop us. We're going to keep going.
No, I like that. That was an appropriate bit. And it was also my setup. Remember, yes, I said Robbie doing voices while having sex. I set him up. I'm not stopping my own setup.
It's me, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, hey,
deep
Kermit.
In that pussy right now.
Oh, hey, Jordan Peterson. Thank you for coming in here.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine Robbie being a great lover. I'd imagine Figs being a good lover. Because you're thick, dude. You got a fucking thick.
Figs also has confidence.
I got a thick cock, confidence, I ate that puss. A very thick cock.
Robbie, do you eat the puss?
Yeah.
I think Robbie's fine because Robbie used to be fat. So Robbie knows how to plead.
Yeah.
Robbie knows he has to go above and beyond.
I mean, if you actually did your impressions while eating puss, that would be a new way of making a girl
fucking
comment.
Hilarious.
I should do like an impression of a fat comedian while I'm eating. Oh, this is delicious.
Thought you were going to do me for a second.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Guys, everybody on the comments are like, Figs is fat
as fuck. I can't
think
of a fat comedian.
Like, how could you tell I'm fat from this angle? I wish I looked like this in real life. Like, this is a great angle.
You look fat.
From this angle, I look good.
You're fat from every angle.
The cameras, I look
good.
Why do you keep denying me?
You have fat fingers.
I do have some fat fingers.
Mike, I do feel like you've gained a significant amount of weight in the last year.
I have because of COVID.
You have a muffin top around your wrist.
My penis is in my body right now. When I sit down, my penis goes inside.
It retracts like a turtle?
It's inside my body right now. So it's because of COVID. I am very fat.
It's okay.
But I'll lose it because I joined Tap Out Gym.
I gained like 20 pounds over the lockdown, so, and I'm still working it off. But
you move and groove. I don't. I play Warzone and I work.
So what did Shannon, what did... What happened here in this case?
Okay, so you should probably know that the guy was a law student. So that's kind of important to know.
Hell yeah.
So they go back to his house. When he starts to undress, she notices a gross smell. She said it appeared as if he hadn't showered in days and he had skid marks in his underwear.
Oh, shit. All right, we've all been there.
Who amongst us?
Who wears white underwear? Don't do that, dumb. So,
or light blue.
You're right.
So at that point, she backed out and was like, no. And afterwards, he sued her, saying it was a breach of a verbal contract. Because he talked a lot about his father being a lawyer, she reached out. She found his father reached out and kind of told on him. And it's like, this is the shit your son's doing.
Yeah.
And he dropped the lawsuit. Years later, she went on TikTok to tell the story about this whole thing and he only gave his first name, which is Chad, never his last name, and said that he smelled gross and this is the whole thing that happened, and he sued her for defamation of character.
What of character?
Boy, these are two psychos.
What did you say though originally?
I thought I said defamation.
Deformation.
Defecation of character.
I don't think I did.
You did. You said deformation.
I don't think so.
Everyone rewind it. Everyone play it. Take a clip. Send it to Shannon.
I'm going
to
timestamp it and check
Please.
It after.
Please. I want to.
Do you want to make a bet?
What do you want to bet? $1,200 in crypto?
$700. And now it's $1,800.
Fuck you, bitch. hold on. Let's see. This is kind of fun.
Uh-oh. Yep. What'd you do, Lewis? The cord. Something's wrong with the cord.
No, this is my new synth show.
don't like it.
Louis J. Skrillex.
The fuck is this? Who unplugged their microphone?
No, it's the pad.
I gotta pee.
Louis moved the cord or something.
Just put the dog on fire. We need some context.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go back to Denzel.
Yeah. That's my dog. If you put my dog on fire.
I was texting Paco's mom.
If you put my dog on fire.
Man on fire, dog on fire.
It's me, Denzel. I'm thirsty.
Buckle left. Can't this is his iPad, and he left his texts open on the iPad. So I just been texting his mom and sister for the whole show.
Oh wow!
He's gonna
the
get
shit
disowned.
That I've been saying
He's
to your mom
get
and sister.
Disowned. Buckle, why you say these mean things about Jason Derulo? Buckle, you messed up big time. How dare you say that to us?
Paco's going to get a real haka later. Let's tell you that.
Disrespect family. Put that up, Paco. Inappropriate text.
Buckle, why you say so mean things about my cooking, Buckle.
Why you set your dog on fire?
Paco's parents are...
Why you say Joy? What's his name? Joy Coy. Why Joe you say Coy. Joe Coy's comedy no good, Paco?
Yeah.
That's not like you.
Joe Coy's Filipino.
Let's see.
Filipino accent.
Oh, okay.
Activists save 68 dogs from going to the China Dog Meat Festival. I would love to go to the China Dog Meat Festival.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
What do you mean? Shannon, I mean this. If you don't have sex with me, I'm going next year.
There's too many dogs there, Shannon. You got to understand that.
No, there's not. No, there's, okay, so here's what
so happens. So why can I eat a fucking deer or a fucking cow?
That's your business. That's
oh, you don't eat any animals.
No, I don't.
All right, but what about people that eat cows? You look at them the same as people that eat dogs?
So I have a dilemma with this because I don't know where you draw a line between animals that are okay to eat and ones that aren't. Because a pig, the intelligence of a pig and the intelligence of a dog are comparable. So I don't know where people draw lines. That's why I don't eat any.
If they're
of them.
Muslim.
I feel like the smarter an animal is, the more delicious it is.
Yeah.
So pigs are fucking amazing. Smart. Dolphin, I'd fucking just take a bite out of a dolphin's head. Delicious.
They'd rape you first.
Dick hard. No, dude. Fuck.
I bet you a dolphin tastes like high quality tuna.
I've had horse.
I'll bet it's the opposite, where the dumber they are, the tastier it is. Like sex. You know? Dumber guys are better at sex. You know?
Are they?
Are you saying that he's dumber than you, Figs? Was that
I mean that's true, but that's not what I'm saying.
We talk about how good at sex.
Dolphin meat is dense and such a dark shade of red, it appears black.
Like chickens are idiots.
Wow, look at that right there. That so people eat dolphin. Wait, look at that dolphin
isn't
meat.
Isn't that mahi mahi? What is mahi mahi?
Hold on.
It's a sashimi salad in the middle.
Cooked dolphin meat has a flavor very similar to beef liver. Dolphin meat is high in mercury and may pose health danger to humans when consumed, but it's so good that you have to do it. That looks fucking dark.
Yeah, dork.
Who eats dork. Fucking, who eats dolphin?
Fatty meat is good. Fat. If it's got a lot of fat on it, usually it's pretty good.
Yeah. Nice is it illegal? Where is it legal to eat dolphin meat?
Everywhere, Lewis. Have you had dolphin recently, you fuck?
No, I bet it's illegal somewhere.
All over the place. It's illegal here.
Mahi-mahi is a form of dolphin, I think.
No, it's not.
No, mahi-mahi isn't it a white fish, right, mahi-mahi?
It's a tuna.
I thought it was like a dolphin fish.
No, it's a tuna.
What's your favorite cut of steak, Lewis?
None of this. I don't know anything. Look at Dylan's dumb fucking rich Jew kid laugh.
Yo, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I'm telling you, like, albacore is a whole different fucking vibe. Albacore is a different fucking vibe. Yo, Dylan, I'll be on doped up and dope.
Dylan, did you watch Rick and Morty last night?
Morty. Did you watch it? He can't hear us.
It seems like Japan and Peru. Okay.
Japan and Peru.
You're able to eat it.
Let's go
Lewis, Peru, what's your favorite cut of steak? And how do you get it cooked?
I mean, come on. That's obviously.
Racist live chat, get ready to chime in.
I eat the filet mignon every time.
How do you get it prepared?
Medium rare or medium if it's
you don't get a ribeye?
No, medium rare if it's like a questionable place, rare if it's an actual good place.
Okay. You're supposed to get the filet rare because it doesn't have any fat. It doesn't have fat, so you want to taste the meat, but you got to get a ribeye, baby.
Why do we got to get a ribeye? I don't really know the difference between cuts of meat.
It's all about the fat and the marble. So the more fat, the fat cooks into the steak. It's like it's natural butter. Can you tell that I've been working in a steakhouse my entire life?
No, I understand, but I'm just saying.
New York Strip is the best of both worlds. So it's basically, they call it New York Strip because it's long like New York. It looks like New York.
I hope your girl cheats on
you. And it has a strip.
I really do.
It has a strip of fat on the end.
He's trying to impress us with his fucking meat knowledge.
Sir, would you like to try some of our Barolo wine?
So wait, what is a skirt steak? Oh, okay.
A skirt steak is like hanger steak. It's the skirt of the cow.
Is it fatty?
It's churrasco. This is very
why does it taste so much better? Yeah.
It's good. It's because it's got mad fat in it. You cook the shit out of it. But you don't have to have skirt steak.
But why does the filet taste best?
The filet does not taste best. Yes, it's very tender. It's easy to eat, you fucking child. It's easy to eat. That's why you like it, because it melts in your mouth, because there's no fat, there's no work that you have to do.
I love this high-flown steak talk from Figs' accent. Like, yo, it's high-end, you know? Yeah.
No, but right now I don't have an accent. Right now I'm just very... very, very articulate.
The filet is delicious.
The filet is not delicious. The filet is easy to eat. It's tender.
Do you think my teeth don't work?
If you get the ribeye, get the ribeye, and you'll say, oh, this got mad flavor, yo. Dylan.
So you're saying
this got mad flavor, fam.
You're saying ribeye is the one to go with. If I'm trying to fucking eat a good steak.
Yeah, get the ribeye. You know what you should do? Because you'll be getting, you know, fillets, get a ribeye medium. And you're going to have to do a little work because there's fat on it. But you're going to say, yo, doggy, this shit tastes good. Because the fat melts.
Doggy, my tooth broke. I'm killing things.
There's no bones in it, you faggot.
So wait, get the ribeye every time?
Ribeye is the most fatty.
Mr. Negative in the live chat says, unless it's prime grade cowboy cut ribeye, filet is better. That's exactly my thoughts, Mr. Negative. You just want a free real ass podcast mug called
USDA
Figs is
Prime
Wrong.
Is
Wrong mug.
No. So when you go to Outback Steakhouse, it's choice. Choice is like, man. Prime is like
who's
a high double eagle
Outback
prime.
Steakhouse.
I love Outback Steakhouse. Fuck you, Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
You set us up.
just get some didgeridoo music, please.
It's me, Hannah Gadsby, and welcome back to Outback Steakhouse.
It's me, Jim Jeffries. My wife's a cunt.
Oh, Jim Jeffries.
We're just talking about gang control, so I was in Mariah Carey's party the other day. And I can't believe Mariah Carey was there.
I loaded her up with drugs, and I took her to Outback Steakhouse.
And I called her a cunt.
We need gun control.
I have nothing to me. I'm hammered. We need gun control.
We need gun control.
I'm so concerned about the steak talk that I don't want to do impressions.
My friend is actually the voice of Outback Steakhouse. Like, he does the commercial voiceover for Outback.
I love those things.
Yeah, they're fun.
So those things are bad for you. So when you watch Outback Steakhouse and they go, we've got a new ribeye, 24-ounce ribeye on the barbie for only $4.99. It's shit.
Yeah, of course.
It's shit.
Yeah. Okay? But they have a blooming onion.
We've got a blooming onion for $5.99. It's an onion with breadcrumbs on it. It's shit.
Whatever those breadcrumbs are fucking
very
delicious.
Good.
And whatever the sauce is.
It's so good. It's ketchup and mayo.
So
guess
what do you get?
Hey, guess what?
No, it's not ketchup and
it's
mayo.
Ketchup.
No, it's spicy.
Hey, guess what?
There's some spice to it.
And black pepper.
No.
Guess what?
No, it's not.
It's black pepper.
Look up the sauce that they dip the blooming onion into. And look up. And if it's ketchup and mayo, you got to show on gas station right now. If it's just ketchup and mayo, there's no
we're
fucking
way. We're going to Steakhouse where don't. We put ketchup and mayo together and we sell it to damn Puerto Ricans and they think it's fucking Australian sauce.
It's where minorities come to feel fancy. The Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, salmon shrimp barbies for only $14.99.
Oh, you stupid
mayo
bitch.
Mayo and ketchup
and
on the
horseradish
fucking ingredients.
And paprika and salt and garlic powder and dried oregano.
It's mayo and ketchup. If you take away mayo and ketchup, it's nothing without mayo and ketchup.
And cayenne pepper. You're an idiot.
I got to give this one to Lewis.
What do you mean? It says mayo and ketchup.
It's more than that, though.
That's the base of the sauce.
But there's more things in the sauce.
But you add a little bit more to it. Without the mayo and ketchup, there's nothing there.
Well, yeah, you got the red sauce. You got the red sauce.
But you got the rest of the white sauce.
Okay, so let's go to the test.
Ribeyes, dude. Get. No, you know what? No, honestly, Lewis, give me your eyes. Look at me. Get a New York strip. It's a little bit of both.
All right.
Get a New York strip medium next time you go to steakhouse.
Moving on from the steak talk.
God damn, I'm starving.
Yeah, and I'm hungry.
I'm really hungry.
Please don't go to Outback Steakhouse.
You get an 8-peak steak.
8-peak steak.
So what happened with this? I thought there was a different story on here. What was the story with IKEA and Juneteenth? Yeah, IKEA.
Oh, yo, Harlem. I was in Harlem trying to work at a new place, trying to get back on the books, and Juneteenth was crazy.
What is really? Juneteenth? I don't even understand what it is.
It's a new thing that they did when the slaves got free or something.
It's a holiday celebrating when the slaves were when the slaves in Texas heard that they were free. That's
June. It was June 19th.
The guy was like, "The slaves are free. Yeah. The slaves are free."
Okay, so it's just like a new black holiday.
Yeah.
They tried to do this shit with Kwanzaa years ago. Yeah. We didn't bite.
No, but this
Nobody
time,
bit.
But this time Biden was like, it's a holiday.
It's a federal holiday. I let him touch my leg.
It's time for a holiday, everybody. You and me and the American people.
Come on, man.
We're together. We're all going to be Juneteenth.
I let the blacks touch my leg.
So how do you celebrate Juneteenth?
We're
going to
watch Martin.
Do it?
We're going to watch Martin together. We're going to
watch Girlfriend.
We're going to listen to 50 Cent. We're going to watch Martin. We're going to eat a fried chicken.
Do you guys realize how many Wayne's brothers they are?
What is the tradition?
We're
going to
watch White Chicks.
Some Juneteenth celebrations.
The race are coming together, so we're going to watch White Chicks.
He's still trying to talk.
Some Juneteenth celebrations also include rodeo, street fairs, cookouts, family reunions, park parties, historical reenactments, and Miss Juneteenth contests. Hell yeah. When Juneteenth became a federal holiday, this year became a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
was
a
big deal.
Yeah.
Parades in Harlem.
Biden is a fucking race traitor, huh?
Yeah.
He really just fucking, wow, dude. Biden. First thing you do, huh?
I'm
Puerto Rican. I say it like it is now. Biden's a race trading white man. He's a rich white man. He should not be celebrating Juneteenth.
Okay, I'm
I gotta show you the parade. Shannon, if I send you a text,
if Biden walked through the hood right on June 19th, he would be shot to death.
Oh, look at here. It's a puppy.
I'm pro Juneteenth just because it's a great day to have off because it's now you have a day off and it's like in the middle of June.
So here's the menu from One IKEA in Atlanta.
In honor of black people not working, they give you a day off. What?
This is the menu.
Shut up, Dylan, you little fucking wigger. He's like, come on, yo. I know black people.
Bam. Yo, this was the best Juneteenth ever, son.
Dave Temple, Reginald Thomas, Michael Che, Black. We're all going to go to a crazy ass. Yo, we're doing a crazy party in Brooklyn. Come to Soho Grand Hotel. Yo, it's going to be fucking lit. Real fucking talk, no cap.
Yo, I got a lineup. It's me, Bruce, Earthquake. We're all together. We're all going
to
be celebrating the best Juneteenth.
Donnell Rawlins.
To honor the preservation of black Americans and acknowledge the progress yet to be made, we observe Juneteenth on Saturday, June 19th, 2021. This is the IKEA memo. We will also be showcasing a compilation of videos in honor of Juneteenth. Look out for a special menu on Saturday.
And they got pissed.
All right, listen, go down. I'm going to see the whole menu.
This is all that it is.
Because they fed watermelon to the slaves, so they got pissed.
Fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad.
Collard greens.
Can
of yam.
Is that the whole menu, or do they just cut it off with all the racist foods?
This is all that's on there. This is what
they're like brie cheese plate underneath there.
Charcuterie board, mortadelle.
Yeah. I mean, look. If you ask black people what they would put on their fucking menu,
I'll bet a black guy came up with that menu.
No, I think it was a white person. That's why they were freaking out.
It's
like, look, the menu sounds delicious.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like fried chicken is really good.
If you go to Harlem and you go to a soul food place, that's the menu. What do you want me to say?
It's fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
Because you ask a black guy, and honestly, like any normal person, he'd probably be like, cheeseburger, steak, maybe chicken salad, chicken Caesar salad.
Yo, can you put watermelon on my cheeseburger?
He's like a watermelon, collard greens.
All right, Fix has a point.
Mac and cheese. Look at it. Mac and cheese
with pork feet in it.
Pork feet in it. Look at the pork rind.
But
they might say, let's get a lobster. I want lobster.
So I'll take some hot Cheetos.
I want some Takis.
Maybe
I mean, I'm also fruit by the hood.
That's my
life.
I think a bottle of Anacet.
It's weird.
Gushels.
It's weird that, yeah, it's weird. It's like especially black because everyone likes fried chicken. Like everybody.
Yeah, it's not
an especially black thing. I
take some
like.
Fried chicken with fruit by the foot on the side.
Just, you got sweet potato fry.
It's just Southern food and Southern culture is synonymous with black culture.
Sweet tea.
Yeah.
I want straight up sweet tea.
Yeah. I mean, look, what. I mean, I guess it's a little insensitive, sort of, but it's
the watermelon.
But let me ask you.
The watermelon is what fucked them up. I read this whole thing about it because they fed watermelon to the slaves.
Watermelon's delicious. It's a delicious
treat. It is very good.
Watermelon does rock.
The white people were like, eat this. Reginald Thomas, eat this.
Reginald L. Johnson.
Eat this.
Toby.
Watermelon. Here you go. And so they're kind of like, you know, the real black people were like, don't eat watermelon. This is what they fed us when we were slaves.
They were having conversations like, but I love it.
But I fucking love it.
But it's so good.
Watermelon is awesome.
Watermelon's great, but it's
like, you can't eat it. It's one guy in the center of a bunch of slaves. We can't be eating the watermelon. I was like, I don't know, man.
That
was
so good.
It's so good, that watermelon. I love it.
It's because you haven't eaten in 14 days, Thomas.
Our slave master, Dalton Pruitt Sr., keeps feeding us.
All right, guys. I just finished watching Kingdom Hearts. It's a watermelon, guys. Listen, man. I wish I could feed you more, but I can't. I got these beavers. Chris, but they're for me. Here's some fucking watermelon. Maybe I'll throw in a collard green.
Are you having a tough time?
I don't like vegetables.
You know, I mean, so
I'm not having a tough time.
But that's the thing. Like, if a black person came up with that, if a black person came up with that menu, would it be a problem?
It's soul food. If he said, if they said, we're Juneteenth, we're doing a soul food menu.
There you go.
And there was a a black lady man chef. Lady man, dress.
My Jamaican chef came in.
If your gal was there, she'd give you rice and peas. She'd give you rice and peas.
Think about beef patty, man.
She would have a beef patty. She have mac and cheese. Maybe some mashed potato because me know you like the mashed potato.
Some fried chicken.
Maybe
and some fried.
Me some jerk chicken when I do fry. Jerk chicken and me do cornbread. Then it's like, okay, we get it. It's soul food. But if it's a fucking white guy from Disney. Like, oh, we're gonna throw fucking fried chicken at the watermelon.
Yeah, that's
fried.
No,
come on. And IKEA? Black people don't go to IKEA.
Yeah, it's the Swedish chef just out there like, whoa, get them fried chicken.
You know, black people go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
If it was fucking TJ Maxx, I get it. But this is bullshit.
Yeah. All right. Look, you convinced
speaking
me.
Like a true Afro Latina.
Yeah,
wow, dude. Figs is woke as fuck, though. Yeah. Wow, dude.
I learned a lot. I regret saying that was a good menu.
Yeah. Terrible menu. Fuck
Brace,
it.
It's a little too much. A little too much.
Do you want to see the video Figs sent me?
Is in Harlem. So Juneteenth, Harlem. I already quit this job. I'm trying to get, I'm testing out restaurants. A lot of restaurants are hiring. I work at this place for a day. Right after this video.
Where in Harlem?
This is 122nd and Lennox, which I'm like, I work in steakhouses in Midtown.
What restaurant?
I've worked in the best places in the world, but I just went here. A friend said, hey, man, this place is awesome. You'll make money. I'll say the name. A really great food. Sette Pane. Great food. Sette Pane, 122nd and Lennox. The food's incredible. The area kind of sucks, and I'm just more qualified for this. You know, I the guy was like, "Wow, you're great." I was like, "Thanks." And I was like, "I got other opportunities that I can do."
My son's mother still lives at home. She's moving out.
It's
like
a great place. Sette Pane. Go and eat there.
She's such a woke white chick. She's like, "I love it. It's just great here." She's been mugged three times.
It was too much of that. Exactly.
It's crazy.
I got hassled going to the train three times. The guy followed me from the deli, asking me if I wanted Benadryl. Like, hey man, I'll give you this Benadryl for $30, bro. Get it. I was like, I want to work in Manhattan. Anyways, this is Juneteenth.
Slow down.
Rough Riders.
Relax.
Parade.
Wait,
Harlem.
Is this Bronx or Harlem?
I'm working. So it was all that. It was a big ass parade.
That was your video?
Well, what do you think was going to happen? I always let you down. I always let you down when I send you videos. I'm working and they're doing a Rough Rider anthem in front of my
job.
That
was uniquely boring.
It is boring, but it's just showing you that Juneteenth was this giant parade. It was crazy.
Relax.
After the video.
That was crazy.
After the video.
That was crazy. You were like, dude, I got to send you this video, Shannon. And I was like, give it all your phone.
No, it was.
DMX. I'm working over here.
I'm going to bring this in a podcast. You guys will see.
Yo, no, I just never not making content, even on Juneteenth, fam. No, I'm bringing this to rap. Me and Lewis, we're going to talk about it. We're going to cut it up. He's going to say, that's crazy, yo. And I'll be like, I know, man. Yo, let's go over some steaks. You, me. Look at that. Parade, DMX. Who could not think that's the best fucking video
if
you've ever
Figs
seen?
If Figs has left his own devices, we are talking steak and watching boring videos.
No, dude. I only showed it because you mentioned Juneteenth.
That was crazy.
So, the block party. I left work. A homeless guy picked up a chair and threw it at a four top, a table of four. Picked up a chair from another restaurant, threw it at this table of these four gay dudes, and it was, and they were crying. We called the cops. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy in Harlem. It was also, like, beautiful, whatever. It is what it is. But Juneteenth was, you know, motherfuckers went ham. They're playing Rough Riders in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it was a party.
That's it was a party.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you a sounds dog like was going to go on fire.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They were just playing music on the street.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, send me your rap 5-minute shows. We're picking the top five. We're picking the top five, playing them on the show. We'll do one per day. So it's got to be in by July 9th. Also, send me videos of you lighting your dog on fire. In the most creative way, if you can light your dog on fire in the most creative way, we're going to give you Paco's dog.
Son, did you light our dog on fire? The Lewis said that to do it.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. You know what? Fuck it. In honor of this being your last show together this week, let's get a rap.
Oh my God, I got to pee so bad.
No, we're going to rap first.
All right.
Fuck. Shannon, give me a good beat this time, please.
Pants. I'm going to piss my fucking pants.
Shannon, please.
Piss my fucking pants.
Dylan, come in. Dylan, help me with a vibe. Help me with a vibe.
Wait, who's rapping?
Yeah.
Both of you guys are rap battling each other.
Okay.
Rob, you can start.
All right. Yo, turn my headphones up.
Yeah, put it up.
Yo, hip, the hop, hip it to the hip, hop, and you don't stop. It's me and Mike Figs. We're hanging out and we're rapping. Yeah. I'm rapping. You rapping. We're wrapping it up. I can't wait to go. I'm getting more white as it's happening. Yeah. Wow, look at all of this. We're having a good time on the show.
All right, yo. Figs.
Hey, okay. Hello.
Huh?
Shannon, put it up a little bit. Shannon, can you put up a little bit in the headphone a little bit? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Robbie about to kill himself jumping off the bridge. I've been chilling, smoking with my man Dylan. Yeah. I love having sex with my girl. Yeah.
Robbie Goodwin's a faggot.
Yo, I've been chilling. I came here to use the bidet. Lewis is holding the dog. Yo, I think he's gay. Lewis is really weird. When we get off the podcast, he don't talk to me or look at me in my eyes.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
Yeah. Lewis is weird. Don't look at me in my eyes. It's okay. I got ingrown hair in my thighs. Yeah, Metallica. I'm gay just like a Matica. I'm pussy. Yeah, yeah. Shannon.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
Robbie is weird. Loudboy sucks. Sorry about it.
Figs doesn't have a show.
I don't have a show. I'm depressed.
Nobody wants it.
Yo, I'm so depressed.
Nobody wants it.
I got mad fat all over my fucking chest.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
Mike Figs, better guest than a host. When I get into the room, they'll like me the most.
Oh. Hey. Okay. Oh, look at you boasting like you a fly, nigga. Wait, can't say that. Oh, shit.
I win. Whistler
said is a faggot.
Faggot.
Yeah, Lewis going, man, you better say something.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
Okay. Lewis is really leaning into that one.
Damn, we watched
that's a great
dog.
Drop. That's a great
that's
chorus.
A good
chorus.
That's a good
it's a great chorus for a song.
Yeah.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
You're like, oh, I couldn't think of anything.
That hit so hard. Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
Robbie, you rhymed better than me. You did, but the fact that I got that one hook.
No,
that
you.
Hook, I beat
Mike,
you.
Mike,
that
Mike,
hook,
you,
everyone
you,
is singing. Everyone is singing Robbie Goodwin is a faggot.
You just be-rabbited me.
Because I caught you.
Yeah, I'm fat. I am a fucking bum.
Yeah, I'm a faggot. Yeah, no one likes
me.
Yeah,
I'm fat. Yeah, I'm a bum. Yeah, nobody picks up my show at Gas Digital. But I know something about you. You're a faggot.
One game, two games, three games, four.
Yeah.
Robbie Goodwin is a faggot on the floor.
Put your arms in the air to see all the racist live chat say a slur with me.
N-word, F-word, N-word, K-word, K-word, K-word.
We need a better beat. I want a better beat. I'll go again if we had a better beat. No, wow. Are we done?
This is great. This has been a great one. Listen, you guys, honestly, you've learned a lot. I'm hoping that this whole experience makes you guys better podcasters, better people, better racists, better sexists.
Yeah.
Just overall, just fucking, you guys are dope, man. Great job. Go support these guys. What a fun fucking week of shows. Zach and Miko back in studio on Friday.
Zachy.
Robbie Goodwin is a fan.
That's catchy, I have to admit. It is a little hard. It goes hard, homie.
He goes hard.
It goes hell hard, homie.
All right, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.
Hey, everyone. Before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts Vigil at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Stoke the Fire, hosted by the lead singer of Killswitch Engage, Jesse Leach, and his co-host, Matt Stocks. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Have you listened to it, Shannon?
Can you just say gasdigitalnetwork.com one more time? You did it a little too fast.
Gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Wait. Just kidding. Can you start at the U, please?
You can find full catalog of episodes or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts.
Very good. And then lead them onto the clip if you know.
Here's a clip.
Perfect.
I had money in my bank account, my band, and I actually had learned how to do my job to control my drinking enough to where I wasn't sloppy on stage or really. I mean, I wasn't as good as I am sober, but I wasn't like falling off the stage, which I've done before. You know, I learned how to control it. We were in Brisbane on tour with Metallica, and I woke up one morning after drinking the night before, and I drank a whole lot the night before, and I'm sure I was intoxicated, but I did not get the mental relief that drinking provided me, which was it turned this switch off on this overactive brain of mine, which in untreated alcoholism, that overactive brain is constantly saying negative things about the world around me. It's saying negative things about the people around me, and it's most importantly, it's saying negative things about me.